Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 14th. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices for December corn up 0.75 cents, December wheat down 0.5 cents, and January beans down 2.5 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil up 40 cents a barrel. The U.S. dollar is down a couple of ticks. Gold and silver a little bit higher here this morning. We did sell 129,000 metric tons of beans to China. So if you believe that yesterday's sale was to China, that's about 235,000 metric tons. We've sold them over 2 days here. We'll have to see if we get any more buying out here. I think we will. I think it's pretty clear the Chinese want U.S. beans. The Chinese did announce they're lifting the import ban on U.S. poultry. So that'll obviously be friendly for the chicken market, maybe less so for the pork, and that they'll be able to get some protein elsewhere. But if the U.S. is going to have to gear up for more poultry, that's going to take some corn and meal. So that could be a little bit friendly for the grains here this morning. If we do close December corn under 375, I think it's a pretty good sign of pretty good weakness out here. And if we close Jan beans under 913, I think that's something you need to be aware of. Weather in South America remains pretty good. We don't see any real problems. The weather in the Midwest is starting to warm up a little bit. We were 32 degrees or 34 degrees this morning walking in. We're supposed to be back into the mid-40s by next week, so we don't see any real issues there. Funds are still heavily short corn, about 130,000 contracts. They're still long about 15,000-20,000 contracts of beans. I still believe that we're going to see meal gain on oil here in the short run as traders continue to unwind those spreads. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.